And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
So that we won the country. U.S. belongs to us. U.S. belongs to us. U.S. belongs to us.
This was a special token of affection given by myself and the First Lady to Prime Minister and the First Lady of Israel. And it's a key. We call it a key to the White House, and it's a key to our country and to our hearts.
It's an honor to be here with the first Jewish president of the United States.
Because the fact is, we don't have to be in the Middle East other than we want to protect Israel. We've been very good to Israel. But other than that, we don't have to be in the Middle East. We don't need, you know, there was a time we needed desperately, or we don't need that anymore. We have more than they do. Isn't that nice?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. And brutal invasion of Iraq.
And brutal invasion of Iraq.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
I think President George W. Bush got it right. The United States certainly wants to be honest, but we don't want to be a broker. A broker doesn't take sides. A broker negotiates between parties of equals. The United States must always make it clear that we are interested in justice in the region. We are interested in compassion, that the American people pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all the people of Jerusalem. But America's on the side of Israel. But America's on the side of Israel. And to send any other message than our unwavering support, that we will stand with what the sovereign government and the people of Israel decide is in their interest.
Let's talk a little bit about Israel, because I know that that is something we all care about. Shomer Yisrael. It's one of the most important things I do, to watch, be the guardian of Israel. First and foremost, Barack Obama has been a supporter and a believer in Israel from before he was in the Senate. You can look it up and see the record. And you know who got him started in politics? Not in the presidential. That's everyone, as I said, says the right thing. But before that, it was the two leading Jewish families of Chicago.
Hey, early on when I was a kid, I'd say, when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
So allow me to conclude, my dear friend, President-elect Biden, with the same blessing I gave you 6 years ago when you first publicly declared me your rabbi.
What?
Before I was even born, my father was in the Congress of the United States, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. He was a... Okay, let's hear it for Dad. He was, as a little boy, a little teenager, a Shabbat goy. So he spoke Yiddish. He worshipped at the shrine of Franklin Roosevelt. He was a New Deal Democrat. He worshipped at the shrine of Franklin Roosevelt. But he disagreed with him on two very strong points. One was on the treatment of Jewish people in Europe that he wanted to call more attention to. And two, okay? The second was the establishment of a Jewish state in what was then known as Palestine. He was, as a little boy, a little teenager, a Shabbat goy.
I'm Jewish, and I'm proud of it.
As Judah and his small band of poorly equipped Maccabees said to Antiochus III and his mighty Greek army all those years ago, I am Jewish, and I'm proud of it. And that's really important right now, because I know that recent years have not been easy ones for British Jews. In the media, on the streets, and particularly online, anti-Semites have in alarming numbers been emboldened to crawl out from under their rocks and begin once again to spread their brand of noxious hatred far and wide.
The Liberal Party does not feel that support for Israel should be a Canadian political wedge issue. All political parties in this country are friends to Israel and should be.
Let me tell you, number one, Putin loves Israel.
Putin loves Israel.
One of the other elements for the success of Judaism in Russia, even though he's not so popular right now in the United States, has been the friendship of, to the Jewish world, of the president of Russia, which is Vladimir Putin. And you have to ask yourselves, why is this so? I heard a great line from a professor of mathematics, Novosibirsk. He told me like this: Putin may not be good for Russia, but he's definitely good for the Jews of Russia. Putin may not be good for Russia, but he's definitely good for the Jews of Russia. Why is he good for the Jews of Russia? Because when Putin was a young child, he lived in an apartment building in St. Petersburg. And he would come home every day from school, and his parents were out working. And in the same entrance, in the same apartment, or the adjacent apartment, there lived a religious Hasidic family. And when he would come home, and there was nobody to take care of him, they would do his homework together with him. And he spent his youth growing up basically in the house of an Orthodox Jew. So he feels a tremendous sense of hakaras hatov, of recognition for good, for to the Jews, and what he got. All his childhood friends were Jews. And I also think he sees the positive effect that they have in building Russia as a new country, the fact that what the rabbis do in Russia and the shluchim are doing in Russia. Russia is a different mentality. And this is part of the conflict right now between Russia and the United States. You can't push the Russians have to be dealt with through quiet. One, a very shrewd observer in Moscow told me, you can't deal with Russia like the United States. Here it's public pressure, it's tumult, it's polls. In Russia, everything is quiet deals. For instance, there is a lot of quiet deals between Russia and Israel that you know nothing about. And the early meetings between Putin and Sharon and Putin and Bibi were orchestrated by Chabad. They were arranged. But a lot of the deals, everything, Russia is a different political mentality. There is a lot of quiet deals between Russia and Israel that you know nothing about. There is a lot of quiet deals between Russia and Israel that you know nothing about.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver, and precious stones, and of pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught, And every shipmaster, and all the company and ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman, of whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
In my opinion, very clear, and this is halachic ruling, it's not a recommendation. I think it's imperative, it's a halachic obligation to vaccinate. The corona is for the non-Jews. It's not for Am Yisrael. It's not for the Jews. Smile.
אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש. אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש. אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש.
Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. The Jews were behind the invention and creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now. It was Jewish brains that created these two COVID vaccines. The Moderna vaccine, chief medical officer in charge of research and development, the Israeli scientist, Tal Zaks. Pfizer, who's the CEO of Pfizer? Albert Bourla, who is a Greek Jew. And the chief Pfizer scientist is Mikael Dolsten, a Jew from Sweden. The Jews were in charge of the research, the science. They were the scientists. They're the main researchers. Both COVID vaccines that are now going to rescue humanity, both were created by Jews.
The Jews were behind creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now.
The corona is for the non-Jews. It's not for Am Yisrael. It's not for the Jews.
Vedi che succede a vaccinarsi?
Da zhenle di san tian, zhe bing hei di si tian, di wu tian.
Just got vaccinated.
As much as it really stinks to have such a huge setback, we know God is good and there's people out there who are trying to help and hopefully find their answers.
I've been hiding a lot and not showing exactly what this has done to me. But I'm done hiding and I'm done being scared. There are several stories like mine. The same doctors who told us this was safe. The same doctors brushing us off as if we didn't matter. It is now time.
It's not for the Jews.
59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
Что, через одежду будет делать им? Он дотичный, да?
Mm-hmm.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
I want to talk to you about the name that is worshipped in the Judaic religion, because basically every religion is molded somewhat, is focused somewhat on the same tentacles of the dragon that I call Judaism. Believe it or not, I have studied for many years, 35, 40 years or so, about the New Age movement. And I find that there are hundreds, thousands of New Age cults, and there are many false religions in this world, and I've studied them all. And I find that at its very core essence, each of these religions is, they're the same. And they all worship a similar god or goddess or deity. In the Judaic religion, you must believe me when I tell you that the Jews, the leaders of the Judaic sect, the rabbis and so forth, and the top laymen, the ones who are leading these people into hell, and all those who follow after them, and believe me, there are only about 18 million Jews in the world, but there are billions that believe in the same kind of thing they do. The Hindu, the Buddhist, they too. They could easily convert a Hindu or a Buddhist to Judaism. In fact, I understand that one of the prime ministers of Israel, Menachem Begin, was a Buddhist, but he kept it secret. It's Buddhic practices of, meditation and so forth. He's a Buddhist and was prime minister of Israel. He obviously didn't see much difference. And today, even the Pope of Rome could easily convert. Maybe he already has. To Judaism. I mean, the Pope for the last 20 years has had Jewish rabbis come to the Vatican and to other centers of where the College of Cardinals and the others are and teach them.
Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.